Welcome everyone to our time of worship on this second Sunday after Pentecost. Last Thursday, we started our Bible studies using the Zoom platform. This Bible studies is hoped to run for the next 5 weeks. And we are focusing on the Acts of the Apostles. I am thankful to those who are able to join us, and I do hope you plan to be part of this Bible studies, 7 p.m. this Thursday. Today, Grace, Karen, and Elspeth are joining me in leading the service. And to begin, Elspeth will read the first 5 verses of Psalm 116, Psalm 116.
I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy, because he turned his ear to me. I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. Amen.
Let us now join together to sing the hymn number 153, Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Hymn 153.
Thank you.
Our God is gracious and compassionate towards us. It is He who makes things right. He bends down to listen when we pray and reaches out to save us. And so we can bring our prayer before Him with confidence, knowing that He hears us when we pray. Let us bow our heads together in prayers. O God, we praise You for Your faithfulness, Your love, and Your mercy. And we thank You for Your many blessings upon us, both seen and unseen. We come in Your presence to praise Your holy name, with songs on our lips and love in our hearts. Our compassionate God, You have created us in love to be Your people. As we worship together today, we are reminded that we have lost sight of this gift and forgotten how to really love You and others. Please align our hearts to Yours, so that even as Jesus prayed with tears, we too might have His compassion, not hardiness of heart, towards those in need. As we come together in Your presence today, and as we worship in our different circumstances and situations, guide us by the promptings of Your Holy Spirit, and draw us closer to You through Your Son Jesus Christ, who taught His disciples to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I will now invite Grace to take our reading for the day.
Today's reading is Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38, followed by Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 to 8. Let us hear the word of God. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers few. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction. When He saw the crowds, He had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then He said to the disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest." And He called to His 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and heal every disease and affliction. The name of 12 apostles are these: first Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip, collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Him. These 12 Jesus sent out, instructing them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You receive without paying, give without pay." Thanks be to God for this reading. Amen.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to You, our great God and our Redeemer. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 9, presents a graphic picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, who offers ministry to all kinds of people at various times and in different places. Our reading for today helps us see how Jesus views people as He was moving through synagogues and cities, preaching and teaching the good news. Jesus not only preached and taught. The Gospel accounts show how much time Jesus devoted to healing the sick, feeding the hungry, comforting the sorrowful, and welcoming the outcasts and strangers. He preached the word of truth, lived out the healing word, and put his words into action. We must always remember that Christianity exists not to discourage, but to encourage, not to weigh people down with burdens, but to lift them up with God's unconditional love. The compassion of Jesus is not shallow, sentimental, or patronizing. For Jesus, the word charity is not simply giving a small coin to a beggar, but it is life shared in love. The compassion of Jesus is founded in love. He loved to the point of laying down his life for those who persecuted him. Jesus not only saw the multitude like a ravaged flock, he also saw the multitude like a harvest field waiting for the harvesters. Jesus saw men and women ready to respond to the gospel, granted enough reapers, people with Christ's love in their hearts. Our impression of people, especially those who are different from us, are often determined by outward appearances, leaving us removed from their real spiritual conditions. We live in a world full of desperation, hopelessness, loneliness, hunger, and confusion. Newspapers and social media reveal many disturbing news locally and globally on a daily basis. In these scary times, a lot more people are feeling frustrated, baffled, isolated, and disconnected. Indeed, our world is in need of Christ's healing touch. People still need Jesus today just as much as they did in the past days. We are not lacking of hurting people in our communities that need Jesus. In fact, they have only increased. As God's people, we are to pray earnestly and fervently to the Lord of the harvest, that he will send out workers into his harvest field. The prayer is not to be a substitute for the labor. Like the disciples, we are called to be harvesters as well as praying people. Intercession has a mighty power. It is the channel chosen by God for raising up leaders for the work of ministry and for the meaningful discoveries in the fields of education, economies, and science. Today's reading witnesses to what the Pentecost season should be about. Pentecost is not simply about Christians recognizing how God has empowered us through the Holy Spirit to be bold and courageous for the sake of the gospel. The essentials of life are not just healing the ailment, but also letting those who are weary and in pain know that they are seen. Moving compassion is about remembering the names of those who often go nameless and recognizing the presence and absence of people society has forgotten. We are not called to solve all human problems, but we are called to faithful service. Whatever our gifts, great or small, regardless of our age, physical condition, or economic status, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can make a difference. Yes, we can make a difference. Amen. Thanks be to God. It has been a great joy to share with you in today's service. Do please continue to stay well and safe, and be assured of our love and prayers. We are trusting the Lord that in his time we will see again. Please remember, if you are able, to join us this Thursday at 7 p.m. for our virtual Bible studies. Information on how to join at the event will be circulated in the coming days. Karen will now take our intercessory prayers, after which we'll sing our closing hymn, hymn number 544, 544, When I Needed a Neighbor.
Let's pray. As we enter this time of prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to re-center our scattered senses upon the presence of God. We choose to rejoice today in God's love and justice for all nations, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 22. The poor will eat and be satisfied. All who seek the Lord will praise him. Their hearts will rejoice with everlasting joy. The whole earth will acknowledge the Lord and return to him. All the families of the nations will bow down before him, for royal power belongs to the Lord. He rules all the nations. As we bow before you, Jesus, we ask you to search our hearts. Show us where we are proud and prejudiced against those who are different to us because of their race or their beliefs or their way of life. Change our hearts and start a revolution in us. Jesus turns power and privilege on its head. He had everything, but he made himself nothing. He swapped supremacy for servanthood. And so we pray now for world leaders, asking you, Lord, to bring them to their knees, to prick their consciences today, that they might use their power on behalf of the powerless, to reconcile, heal, and make peace. In the quiet, we reflect on the activities of our last week. God, we ask you to show us how our life and our regular day-to-day habits, even in lockdown, can proclaim and demonstrate your work in the world. Just as you challenge the disciples to go, so you challenge us to go. And so, God, lead us where you want us, both individually and collectively, to go for you. God, we pray for our church, and we ask you to shape our life together in such a way that we develop habits, spiritual practices and lifestyles that attract people to you. Show us how to be distinct from the world around us and live lives of worship and welcome, and in doing so, draw others to you. As we think of the St. John's family, we pray for all that we have not seen for so long, for all the things that we miss, for all the things that we are looking forward to when we can be together again in fellowship, for the activities we enjoy through the Guild and the Youth Church, through Jaffa and House Groups, the BBs and the Thursday Service. We thank you, God, for the way in which you are enabling us to keep in touch with each other, even when we cannot meet in the one place at the same time. God, we pray for those who are finding this time difficult, who are struggling and need your counsel, your Holy Spirit. Show them who you are, who they are, and what you want them to be. Finally, Lord, we pray for ourselves, all of us with different challenges, the challenge of loneliness, the challenge of motivation, the challenge of focus when work from home is difficult, the challenge of patience when homeschooling our families, the challenge of missing our friends. Equip us with the skills to meet these challenges as you walk alongside us and help us through. In Jesus' name we lay all these things before you. Amen.
Thank you.
Dear friends, it is because of the Lord's great love that we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. Live each day with confidence in God's gracious love and mercy. Be ready to proclaim the good news and serve our Lord by caring for others. Go in peace and remain blessed. Amen.